We've just been joined by a lady that is lovely, and she's got a book coming out very soon. And what did you say? You got a book on the shelf?
A book on the shelf.
Book on the shelf. Now it's you are Julia.
I am.
Correct. That's 1 point. We haven't even started yet. You got a point. You're from Green Cling.
I am.
Now
yes.
we kind of think that we may have sussed out what you do.
Try. Give it a go.
Because look at us, we've got one brain cell between us. So what is Green Clean?
We're an eco-friendly domestic cleaning service, and we're island-wide.
Wow. So yes. Go on, explain.
Well, we clean with green cleaning products, which are eco-friendly. So it helps people with, for example, allergies, or who want to reduce the use of toxins in their home. So we take all of our products with us, and we know what to use for the certain cleaning, and we clean people's homes, offices, holiday homes, businesses, and yes.
Wow. So how many clients have you got? You got lots?
This year we've just tipped over 100.
Crikey, so that's a lot
of
cleaning.
That's quite nice. It is, yes. We've got 18 cleaners. Wow. So around the island. And so their cleaning round is very close to where they live, and it just makes sure that they're regular to the clients that they clean for.
Okay, so go in and do top to bottom?
Can do, or a regular weekly clean, or spring clean, end of tenancy. So we can do most things. If it's cleaning inside and domestic, then we can do it pretty much.
Excellent. So what is the difference between like a green clean and like an ordinary clean? Obviously we're talking products and
yes.
You know, so yeah. What I mean, let's say for instance, what do you use, Dame Shirley, when you're doing the you don't really do the cleaning, you leave that you leave that to your husband.
Yeah,
don't
see,
you
I use a lot of bleach, and perhaps I shouldn't be.
Okay, so what would you substitute for these things?
With bleach, we don't use at all, because it's very, it interacts really quite badly with white vinegar, and white vinegar is pretty much our main staple. So white vinegar would be a replacement for bleach.
What, use that instead of bleach?
Pretty much in most things. So down the loo,
put it down the toilet, all right.
The sink. It kills bacteria, white vinegar being acid. Yes, white vinegar
would be
a replacement.
I'm going to try that, I think, because I do use a lot of bleach.
See, just because I'm a little bit, when it comes to, I got Sarsen's vinegar in my head. What's the difference between that and white vinegar then?
I believe it possibly might be the malt, but it's got a stronger smell. So we tend to use white vinegar so that it doesn't stain, for example. So
is it actually white then?
Yes, it's clear.
Right.
Clear.
And do you buy it beside the other vinegar in the shops?
Yes, you can. Oh, right. You can use the edible white vinegar from the supermarkets, but there are products that you can buy, for example, from Hurst's.
Yeah.
They sell white vinegar as a spray bottle. But you can go to a grocery store and buy 5 litres of white vinegar, ideally without the spices, just pure white vinegar, and use that in a spray bottle.
So what other stuff would you use? You know, obviously you've got your vinegars there in place of bleach and stuff like that. So just say, for instance, if you were polishing and stuff, what would you use instead of Mr. Sheen?
When we first started, we had all of the natural products, such as lemon, a real lemon, salt, white vinegar, etc. As we grew and we took staff on, it became obvious that that wasn't going to be sustainable. So we buy products that are eco-friendly. So there's various brands, particularly in the supermarkets on the island, such as Ecova and Method.
Do you mean that's the polish? You could buy eco-friendly polish?
You can, yes. And so for us, we use one with olive oil in it. But you can make polish with white vinegar and oil, but we don't. We do actually buy branded products so that we have a consistency, and we don't have to worry about making the product as we go along.
Okay, so is there a substitution for every like cleaning fluid that you would use? And most people, you know, the average person that would just pick it up, like Dame Shirley, she's trying to make out she does the shopping. She doesn't. Her old man does the shopping every week. So, you know, is there a substitute for everything?
I would like to say yes. I probably don't know every single substitute that there might be out there, but yes, there probably is. There used to be a cleaning.
What sort of thing, like washing up liquid? Do you use that? You know, is that?
We do use a bottle of washing up liquid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would imagine that there is a way of making washing up liquid with natural products.
Make your own.
Yeah. But there's various
brands out there. I do the washing up, Ian.
No, you don't. You've got a dishwasher.
Yeah, I know, but I still wash some things up.
You've got a dishwasher. Your husband does the shopping.
And there's eco-friendly dishwasher tablets out there for you.
Is that was my next question, funny enough. Is there such a thing? And there
is. Laundry detergent.
Which is the best when you think of it? And because we're not governed by Ofcom, you can tell us what you think. But which is the best supermarket? Which is the best place that actually goes into this area and makes it easier for people to go green, if you like?
I don't think that any of the supermarkets are particularly hot on it at the moment. I think that's still developing, but I think on the island there's a few places where they do specialise, and so they are becoming more accessible on the island. I have to buy mine in because of the volume from the mainland, but there are a number of places you can go. I think generally supermarkets such as Sainsbury's, Tesco's, they do have a corner in the cleaning aisles for Ecova, Method, and a couple of smaller brands.
Okay, what we could do is, do you do the polishing in your house?
Yes, I do, Ian.
Well, I'm just checking, because you're
always with a duster.
What we should do, can you recommend a polish for for Dame Shirley? Or could you pop round?
We would pop round. I shouldn't really give all my secrets out, or all our cleaners' secrets.
My house is clean, Ian. Don't be so nasty. He's rotten.
Well, you could be the judge of that. You could go
around. I could be. But in general, dusting is better than polishing, because
just dust
with a dry cloth.
But it comes back again so quickly.
It does. That's why you need us regularly.
So when it comes down to it, where's most of your business? Is it you're working for firms? Are you cleaning for people? You know, in people's houses. You know, what is it you mostly do?
Most of it is domestic, and so we clean people's homes. So we clean for the older person who might want to spend more of their retirement enjoying themselves rather than cleaning.
I could take your number.
Exactly. It might be families where both parents work and just are very busy, or it might just be someone who just would prefer not to clean. But it is generally domestic, but we do clean holiday homes on Fridays and Saturdays. And we do have businesses. One of those, I think, supports Vectis Radio White Fibre.
Right. Brilliant.
What's the name of your... Have you got a van with it written on the side?
I do.
What's the name written on the side?
Green Clean.
Right.
Yes.
All right, Ian. I wasn't sure. It might have been something else.
Memory loss. I'm sure you're used to it.
And we have a strap line underneath saying, "Be green while we clean."
There you are. Be green while we clean.
I'll have to watch out for it.
So how do we get in touch with you? Just say, for instance, if there's people now listening and thinking, hey, hang on a minute, I'm liking the sound of this. I could retire from the cleaning. Obviously, Dame Shirley's thinking about it. How do we get hold of you?
Well, we've recently changed our telephone number, and it is 716464. We're online on www.greenclean-iow.co.uk. And by email, inquiries@greenclean-iow.co.uk.
Okay, that's brilliant. And you've got people all over the island that are doing stuff for you.
Yep. We are island-wide, really. We go from as far as Freshwater, Ventnor, to Ryde and Bembridge.
Competitive rates?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because I'm just looking at the Isle of Wight and thinking, yes, there are a lot of people that are of a certain age here on the island. And what and I mean this in the nicest way. I mean, what a great way for a business to come in and help out. Because, let's be honest, I mean, Dame Shirley at the moment, she's fit and healthy. In another 6 months' time, she might not be.
Yes. Yeah,
And you know, it's now her phone's going off. See what I've got to work with?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it can only happen here on a Monday. But it's because we've got this elderly population on the Isle of Wight. I think it's a wonderful thing.
It does help, I think, in that you can enjoy your life far greater by doing something that you enjoy rather than having to do things that you feel are a chore. And so it is very supportive, I think, as well as for the younger families and busy people who are out full-time working. So it's very useful, I find.
Do you get, I mean, you might not want to answer this, but do you get those, because when Dame Shirley goes to the hairdressers, she probably always washes her hair before. And it's a bit like, if you've got a cleaner, you always have a little bit of a tidy up before the cleaner arrives. Does that still happen, do you think?
It does happen occasionally that clients feel that they need to clean before I come to visit. And there really is no need. There really is no need.
No. Okay, look, we've got to the end of the interview, and I think actually we've made something, and people thought, well, hang on, we're going to talk about cleaning. How interesting is that going to be? But it's fascinating, because I've learned quite a lot, and Dame Shirley's learnt a lot more.
Fantastic.
Do you want to just give that phone number out again and the website as well?
Thank you. Yep, the telephone number is 716464. And the website is greenclean-iow.co.uk.
Okay.
So thank you.
Julia, it's a real pleasure to meet you, and good luck with the business.
Thank you very much.